term I came up with, if I can pronounce it, technologizing UPC a little bit more, certainly with the basic prosecutor course and you know, with things that the office does, but I'll be looking at that and trying to build that into our budget. I guess I have a conference coming up in May that Marilyn just told me about this morning, so I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to being active in the conferences and teaching, and that's really my passion. My aunt is a teacher at UVU and asked me one time if I ever left the practice of law, what I want to do, and I said I want to be a teacher. So I get to do that, I get to, you know, direct, but I still get to practice law, so I mean, this is kind of my a dream job and a perfect fit for me. So that's kind of in a nutshell. Maybe I'll have a more concrete plan and can tell you what I've done at our next board meeting, but again, I'm truly honored to fill Mark's slot. I don't know that I'll be able to do it justice, but I appreciate it. And just with that, we do want to give Mark, you know, just the thanks that he deserves. I imagine that tomorrow we'll have a few words to be said. And he has the state is, if you didn't know or didn't hear, I'm sure everybody's gotten the message, but just to remind you, on April 30th from, is it 1 to 4, Marilyn? There will be a party for Mark, but I think we've got a cake or something that we'll have at lunch just to give Mark the recognition that he deserves. So if we can give him just a hand, thank you.
Thank you.
Turn it back to you.
Appreciate it. Now with Bob taking his new position, he was at the last meeting elected the chair-elect. We need to go through that process again and elect a new chair-elect for the Utah Prosecution Council. In the past, we've gone from a county to a city. Obviously, I represent
large county, small county, city.
Large county, small county, city. So we were looking at a municipal prosecutor. To open up for any nominations for that position.
With the rotation, it would be a city attorney position if you follow the rotation. Now that rotation is not written anywhere. It's just
it's
the
practice.
Just the practice, the traditions.
Do we have a list of who the cities are?
Excuse me. Well, the municipal prosecutors that are actually here that are on the board as of right now are.
Nominate Steve Garson.
Is it just the two of you? Are you on the board?
I think I am, Mr. President.
Pardon me.
He's on the board as well, isn't he?
Yeah. No, you're not on UPC.
Okay. So we have Mr. Garson and Paul. Sorry, Bittman. Apologize. So we have a nomination for Mr. Garside. Do we have a second?
Yes,
a second.
I'll
second. Any other nominations? Or a motion to close the nomination?
Motion to close.
A second. Second. Motion was made by Sim Gill, seconded by Mr. Bittman. Motion to close the nominations by Barry and Scott Sweat, seconded that one. All in favor of closing nominations? And appoint by acclamation. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? You're there.
Okay.
All right.
If I could just go ahead. Go ahead.
This here. The Sixth Amendment, there's something else you're looking at besides that?
I don't know whether Kelly wants to continue any further on that. That was his request that would put that on.
Kelly, do you want to continue on the Sixth Amendment discussion a little bit or give an update?
You want for this group or you want to do a swap?
You asked that it be put on this one.
Yeah, I do. And this is primarily, the group wanted, well, let me do a little bit.
Come on up here so you're being heard.
Okay. There is a task force that has been meeting on Indigent Defense Council, and we started several years ago, worked with the appellate council. We're now at the trial level. As part of that effort, the Sixth Amendment group, which is out of back east, we have two gentlemen that are here doing a study in the state about indigent defense practices, how contracts, how we deal with indigent defense as our constitutional needs. They are looking at 10 counties within the state. They've already done about half of those. They've got another five more to go. But they wanted the municipal prosecutors to be aware of the study that's going on. I don't know how many we have here with the cities, but it is a, they just wanted us to make you aware that that study is going on, because their efforts reach down to the Justice Court and to some of those efforts that are going on there. And that's candidly a big area that they're looking at. So I indicated, I just wanted to let you be aware, the city prosecutors, that that study's going on. We will have an opportunity for input down the road. We spent a fair amount of time. Judge Roth, who is the chair of that task force here in the state, spoke to the county attorneys, and we talked about that study and the effort that's going forward. So it's just to make the city prosecutors aware that effort is going on, and it may reach out to impact them.
Now, these studies... These studies are not going to contact the city attorneys at all, is my understanding.
They're not supposed to, right? That's not really in the scope, is it?
They're trying to include that. Yeah, so they're getting to the extent you have indigent offense that reaches down to the justice courts. The answer is yeah, you may.
But that, I mean, I guess my question is, that was not part of the original proposal when they were invited to come in.
It was not. That's right.
So I guess I think we, the scope of their presence and the scope of their study is supposed to be limited to indigent defense issues at the county attorney level at this point, right?
No.
It going to the municipality?
Yeah, they are. In fact, I guess in some of the counties they've been to, again, because the justice courts are involved, mm-hmm. and because you have city prosecutors to deal with defense counsel, they are reaching to that level. They're going a little broader than what we had anticipated. So this is just an effort to make you aware that that's happening. So Steve, I think they've already done Davis County, so I'm not sure that it'll be impacted, but that's happening. So.
Okay. So they've already done Davis County, but they didn't contact Layton City. Maybe they're hitting the justice courts that are run by the counties, maybe? Or are they going to try and hit cities, too? I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. It seems like that we've never really discussed that component, even in the last year and a half when we were discussing that. And even at the meeting that we had a little out earlier, that was not a point of discussion, really. But I understand what that.
The issue came up in a brief conversation we had with David Carroll.
David Brinkley was mentioning that as well. That their argument is that since there's justice courts appeals into district court and there's indigent defense, that so they were actually going from district court back into that and then using that as a rationale.
So if they're going to do that, then I think unit prosecutors want to
vote. Yeah, well, that's why it's a little concerning, because that was never really ever in the last year and a half said, you know, that when they come down here, that they were going to be doing indigent defense analysis at the municipal level. That was never really ever verbalized or discussed. Right. But, you know.
The reach is broader.
It's much more broader.
So now that that's going to get done.
I guess my question is, I don't know if the scope limits them in a particular way, and so the question is there room for conversation to say, do you really need to be doing this right now, or do you want to, or is that beyond your scope?
That's a very good question.
You know,
Kelly, yeah. I spoke to John Mosher for an hour a couple weeks ago. He mentioned
nothing.
Yeah, he was saying, let's talk about contact people I need to talk to. Nothing about municipal.
Well, again, this came from a conversation we had a couple weeks ago with Judge Roth, Dave Ritchie, and David Carroll.
They've been to Uinta County.
I probably haven't talked to you.
Yeah, well, they've been to Uinta County.
Did they talk to your city?
No, they didn't talk to anybody in the city that I'm familiar with. They talked to us about indigent defense counsel for the Justice Corps that we have in Uinta County, But they did not, as far as I know, they did not talk to any city city attorneys in Joanna County.
David had mentioned that they had, he had explained to them that that distinction that the municipalities handle mostly the justice court in the thing, and that conversation apparently did not go like your conversation. So
so they may be changing their scope a little bit. And if they did contact you, if they did contact our cities there, I'm not familiar with that. They could have done that independently. We just answered the questions they had for us. Sure.
What is the study looking like? Is it interviewing prosecutors? Is it watching courtrooms? Is it just looking at conviction data? What when we say we're these 10 counties are being studied?
It's all of that. They're looking at everything. They're looking at how the contracts are structured. They're looking about, we have different systems for public defense in the counties, from the LDA to individual contracts. So they're looking at all of that. And they're looking at, they're talking to the courts, the county attorneys are a big part of it. And our effort is to help guide, if you will, what they're doing. We're trying to be proactive on this issue and provide the input to them. So I just know this last meeting they mentioned city prosecutors because they had drilled down to justice courts.
So my point is, if there's scope creep, if you want to put it that way, do we stop it, or do we say if it's going to happen anyway, this prosecutor will want to know, and we should, it seems to me it's a UPC thing to tell them.
You know, I don't know that we can stop it.
Then I think we need
because
to give them, I don't either, so I think we need to give them
so I agree. I think that's the better approach. I think that my attempt was to let those representatives of the municipal prosecutors know.
So how do we do that?
Well, at this point in time, the study still has what, 5 more counties that they're planning on, viewing. San Juan, Salt Lake. Who else hasn't been visited yet?
I guess
Utah.
I think we need to be clear. Theoretically speaking, if somebody comes down, I'm the city prosecutor, and they say I want to look at your files, I can always tell them to go pound sand. I don't have to give them. This is not something that's there. I mean, we're voluntarily participating as county attorneys with them, and that is scope creep. And the municipal attorneys have not agreed to that. There is nothing that says that it's compelling because we're doing it at the county level that you have or you shall. I mean, it's voluntary, I guess.
I think the reason I keep raising it is that since this is underway now, I don't want our...
Well, you don't want them to be surprised. Yeah.
Sure.
So what do? We can't just cut past this.
The question, I don't know how best to...
Wouldn't they just narrow
you've got
the scope
Kelly,
to five remaining counties?
They have
the five remaining counties, the municipalities in those five remaining counties probably ought to be notified that they're coming through and given the option to cooperate or not.
Yes, in essence.
Yeah.
Kelly, you've got, and that's one of the reasons you asked for this, you've got the two OOMPA officers here, Ryan
Robert.
Yeah, I was thinking it was Robert. The two OOMPA officers, you're informing them, but I would highly recommend that you invite them to the next, you somehow get with them and maybe with Dave Bricky and some of the others that have been involved and bring them up to date, because quite frankly, I haven't heard anything in all the meetings that, I haven't been part of your group, but all of these meetings where I've attended, I haven't heard any comment at all about including the city prosecutors in this at all.
If this is inevitable, I would want to be involved. On the other hand, if this is a possibility, I don't want to invite myself to a meeting and make it inevitable by
we can talk
jurisdiction.
Well, that's why I said I recommended that you and David and a few of them get together with them and bring them up to date, not to bring them into a meeting of the whole group, but just
right. You
guys, county folks getting with city folks and bringing them up to date as to what's going on.
What the plan was today was to actually have David Carroll, the Sixth Amendment, here. and he was going to be here at 10 o'clock, talk to the county attorneys, and then take a few minutes and talk to the municipal prosecutors here. He got sick.
Right.
So Judge Roth is the one that came, and he spent the time that he did with the county attorneys. So, I mean, that was the intent, that was the effort. Let me talk to you. I can talk to you further offline, okay? We just want you to be aware of that, and they're the ones that brought it up to us because they're going down to the Justice Court level, that you all be aware of that because you may be asked.
Okay. All right. Move on to the financial report, Mark.
Okay. First of all, you just received a new surcharge allocation. It literally came in this morning. That's why I was a little late to the county attorney's meeting because I got there in time to open mail this morning and found it, and so I did this morning. It's good news. The spring increase is, at least for March, has shown its head. $62,000 was our allocation for March. That's that's better than 10. That's about 12 or 13,000 more than the next best month, and it's better than 20,000 more than the average have been. So this is the good news. It still doesn't, 1 month's good news doesn't get us out of the hole, but it certainly helped. You can see down in the lower right-hand corner where the projection with the February report, the projection was for the year end was 498,000. This month, 1 month brought it up to 526,000. So if that continues for another couple of months as it has in past springs, we may end up the end of the year in reasonably decent shape. So that's the surcharge. We're still, as you can see, we're still the totals there through March, that I've put in is still below what it's been the last 4 years. 388,000 is what we've got through this through March. So we're not out of the woods. We're still 526 instead of 591. Instead of 567, which is our budget, so we're still $40,000 less than budget with the projections at this point. But it is good news, and with the history we've had in spring surcharge increases for the last 5-6 years, hopefully the increase will continue and we'll be in better shape. So that's the surcharge report. Next item you have on your agenda is the PIMS user fee. This is as of the end of last week. Nothing came in. Salt Lake City's, by the way, they realized they had only paid half of what they were due, and so they're going to send in. I talked to them just yesterday, their finance guy. They actually sent a check for the full amount, and it got here yesterday, but before the check got here, the finance guy called us and said, please hold off, we've double paid you. So I sent their full check back, and they're going to send another check for about $1,800 or thereabouts, which will bring it up to their full amount. These are the ones that have paid. We've had a mix of large and small. Weber County large, Salt Lake City's large. Some of the bigger ones, let's see, 721, what's that, Box Elder County. But if you haven't received them, Iron County's over 1,000. Those that have not yet paid, I put invoices in the mail to you yesterday. So with a user fee, which we have on our records, but on the invoice I have indicated this is the number of users we have on our records. If it's incorrect, please change the number, please correct that and send the check in for the number of users you have. So this is just to inform you of, so we've got 12,500. I've already told Ron to get busy and use that 12,500 solving problems that need to be fixed, and we'll talk about those later. That money will not be used for any other UPC purpose. That money will be used only for PIMS. And so that's the surcharge. I mean, the user fee. The next item is the detailed expenditure report for December through February. As I noted in my summary, Marilyn, at the time I prepared this, had not received the March figures from finance. Actually, the March figures came in yesterday, I think it was, and she volunteered, or day before yesterday, one of the two, and she volunteered to stay late and get them put in. And I told her that I didn't think it'd make a lot of difference. And so what you have is through February in all of these reports. The March figures are not in yet. Any questions about the detailed expenditure report? These, of course, are all expenditures that we have incurred. Any questions on any of those items? Okay, hearing none. Thank you. We'll move on. The next item is the comparison report, budget versus actual. This is all through, also through February. Does not include any March information. As I've indicated, we're with two-thirds of the year gone, which would be through February. That would be 8 months out of the 12. We've received 60% of our projected income, and we've spent, where's the bottom line? We've spent 56% of our projected outgo. So we're still 4% to the, just almost 4% to the good. Bottom line, 40,000. We're at this point we show a surplus of 40,000, 134 in the bank at this point. I laid out pretty much the some of the items with more detail in my summary. Are there any questions about the comparison report? Any questions about the budget right now?
What are we going to do about the $40,000 shortfall that's projected?
We're not spending. Well, I have been keeping first of all, you're going to pray really hard that the surcharge continues to come in above schedule like it has the last few springs. I have been holding spending in tight. Ron has not, those of you who, or some of you who are using PIMS realize that you've had problems and Ron hasn't addressed them because we've been holding tight on expenses. I have turned him loose to use the 12 grand, but we're just,
What if the 40,000 didn't come in? What would happen if we were $40,000 short? How would that?
We probably will, it will be very tight. We will end close. You noted that I made the comment, good luck, Bob, when I finished up in there, saying when I said that the only large expenditure left to pay is the spring conference. With the increase in registration fees that you made a year ago, the spring conference will pretty much pay for itself. $75 for attorneys, $40 for law enforcement. It will pretty much pay for itself. Maybe not quite, but it'll come very close. So that will be a wash. The only other items that haven't really been paid, there's the AG hasn't taken any administrative fees out of the budget yet. So that's 15,000. I mean, that's a total of 21,000 in administrative fees. That's the $15,000 administrative fee for what their administration division does for us, which quite frankly ain't enough, but we're not going to offer until they ask, so. And then the, you know, the costs were just UPC staff sitting in their chair. The computer, the IT charges from state DTS, the rent on the our space, and the Westlaw charges that are allocated out per attorney. And I've got, we pay for three Westlaw. They charge us for three Westlaw slots. So
under the state contract, right?
That's what that's what?
Under the state contract, right?
Yeah. And that's what that $21,000 is. Last year, the only reason we ended the budget, as you recall from a year ago, the only reason we ended with in the positive territory was because the AG's office waived most of that administrative fee. I'm not asking. They did that without us asking, but and we expressed repeated appreciation. At least I did repeated appreciation to them for that. The other item is the $25,000 that was budgeted for unusual prosecution expenses. My recommendation would be that you authorize Bob to send letters out, and I'll try to do that before we leave, letters out to the county attorneys telling them that we are willing, that we are accepting their request for unusual prosecution expense reimbursement, but in those same letters informing them that if the money is not there, that it won't be paid. And that's what it says in the budget. If the money is budgeted and available, is what it says in the statute, I mean. Not in the budget, in the statute. Then UPC can pay that money. So that would be my, you know, suggestion, that you authorize us to send the letters out, but in that same letter inform them that if the money isn't there at the end of the year, that the same thing's going to happen this year as happened last year, and that they won't get, is it, you know. So Jan, those are the two items that where we can still save, is the unusual prosecution expense reimbursement. Spring conference will pretty much pay for itself, and see what the AG does about administration fees if it's necessary. And we're continuing to save money. Like I said, we're $40,000 to the good at this point through February.
And you bagged the regional updates?
Yeah, we did not budget any regional updates this year. Paul and Chad are going to, a week from Tuesday, they're going to down to Post, and they're going to do a webinar available that's open to all public, I mean all law enforcement throughout the state, covering what we did in the regionals, but we're not going to do the regionals, we're just going to do the one webinar, which, since they're not going to charge us mileage to get to Post, why? And Post's not going to charge us any expenses, so that saves us $8,000 that we would have had on the regionals had we, but that wasn't included in the budget to begin with, so I can't say that that's a savings. That's just an item that we didn't have that we have had in years past. Other questions? Okay, thank you. That's the finance report, Mr. Chairman. I would request a motion regarding the unusual prosecution expense letters that UPC director be authorized to mail those out, but that the letter not only gave them people the opportunity to request them, but also inform them that if the money's not there at the end of the year, that they aren't likely to get it. So I would like that motion if I could.
Do we have a motion? Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
No.
Okay. One item on the grant audit report. And that's one that's not in here yet. If you've read your material, you found out that we got an audit report on the sexual violence grant, which was disturbing and which cost us money.
Is